Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Jaden Daniels played a lot of college football. He played 12 games at Arizona State in 19, 13 in 21. He got hurt in 2020. And that was the shortened COVID season, so he only played four games. And then he goes to LSU and he plays 14 games and 12 games. When you look at Michael Penix in his career at Washington, he played a lot of college football. 49 games, 45 starts. And here's the crazy thing about both of these guys. You know how old they are? 24. Anthony Richardson's the youngest quarterback in the National Football League right now at 22 years old. These guys played a lot of college football, Mike. And you're seeing it play out. You saw it with Bo Nix,
right,
who played a lot of college football. Comes to the NFL. We don't think his skill set is quite there. Sean Payton says, watch this. And they go to the playoffs. We got our guy because of these qualities and how they play into the development of a quarterback. I think there's nothing like playing the game. And so that's why, Mike, when I'm watching Jaden Daniels last night, I'm like, our guy played a lot, too, and we saw it in the three games that we watched.
Right. I mean, you wish, you know, you could have just given the full season, as we all know in hindsight. You know, it's just, it's one of those what-ifs if you just simply gone with one or the other. But you're right, and he's been there, and he has gone through the knee injuries, but he's bounced back, and he showed you the ability to run for the end zone, hit the pylon like he did in the game for us against Carolina. He looks great. I mean, he's a veteran. Bo Nix, same thing. The moment wasn't too big. He just, you know, you're going to, in your first playoff game, there's going to be some yips there in that. But you're right. Jaden Daniels, I saw, that's why I loved him so much over Caleb Williams. Remember you and I would break down the draft last year?
Yes,
I got to see him in New Orleans in the Superdome for the kickoff game that year, then in Orlando the year later against the Noles, and he's got it. The only knock, I guess, on Jaden Daniels pre-draft was, is he too skinny? Is he going to take a hit?
Yeah.
But he's certainly found that way. Yeah, he's taking some knocks.
He's slight, should I say.
But he's found the way to avoid that big hit that's going to take him out the way RG3 couldn't. So I'm with you. And look, we've got a great guy, and hopefully now it's all his from the jump. I don't know what this is going to look like, if Cousins is going to be here as a backup. If he is, it's a hell of a resource. I still don't think that's going to be happening, but either way, he's ready to run this team.
He played 17 games this year. So did Bo Nix. People forget C.J. Stroud, who's 23, about to be 24. Now has gone to the playoffs in back-to-back years. Did it his rookie season, and now they're back in the playoffs. And they got a chance to go upset Kansas City. Now, I do not think that's going to happen. Kansas City needed this time more probably than any other team to get healthy. And they've had basically 3 weeks since they clinched to sit guys and relax, and then they got the bye. But the point is, as you start looking at these quarterbacks around the league, it gives you a reason for hope. And that is what we're looking for right now, Mike, as we're going through all of this stuff with our team, and you're like, okay, we need a DC, we got to upgrade here and here and here. But when you say, hey, what's going to get us over the hump? That's what's going to get you over the hump.
Right. We got a guy. We got to do. Now, that was the great debate. If you were going to go get Penix, is – and let him sit. And I didn't like it, the idea of sitting behind Cousins. By the time you finally see him, he'll be 26. You know, let's get him in his prime. Let's get him out there. Let's roll. But you're right. You feel good about him. He's getting guys involved. I know I asked Carl earlier, can he help to keep Pitts engaged? I don't know. That might be too much to ask for a guy in his first full year as a starter. But him and Drake London have got chemistry. You know, Drake London was, you know, upset. He probably could have – Drake London could be on his way to a Mike Evans record with a couple of thousand-yard season. But he had Mariota. Then he had Ritter. And you look what happens, even with Cousins hitting, you know, the whatever button that was. You see it. Drake London is – you're getting the most out of it. No one's complaining about us taking Drake London with that pick.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We will talk about the names that are being thrown around and mentioned out there for defensive coordinator. And again, I said, don't believe everything you see. Some of this is just, you know, a mirage. Some of it is real. And I do think they already have an idea of where they want to go. But, Mike, the other part of this is somebody asked me, guys, you think they had already fired Jimmy Lake when Terry spoke on Thursday? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
See, this is now we're getting into, like, be careful and we're getting in trouble here. But, you know, if that was the case, well, that's not right. That if they had already made a determination, that's not cool. And if you go, well, why isn't it cool?
Maybe, so, well, maybe they knew but hadn't made it official.
I mean, but just make – so that way the media can ask the questions. Well, okay – So what are you looking for in a defensive coordinator? Do you feel the coach made a mistake in hiring a rookie guy who'd never done the job before? Questions you want answered. Do you feel that, you know, this is the question? Remember, I brought this up a couple years ago. Felt there was a disconnect between the players you draft and the players, you know, the coaches have to coach.
Yep.
Oh, man, did that get people fired up. I mean, because it's like the Pitts thing. You draft a guy that now, by the end of the season, he's not even a factor. He's a backup. You know, he did score a touchdown in that Commanders game. We've talked about Taylor, you know, Tyler Anderson. Can't get on the field. Can't stay on the field.
Troy Anderson.
I botched that name seven ways this Sunday. Troy Anderson. Carl, it's been so long since I've seen him, I forgot his first name.
And that's fair, because he hadn't played since when? The week he won player of the week.
But that's when your general manager is being too cute with his second-round picks. Look, if Rucaro becomes Aaron Donald, we can all kiss his butt in the county square. But the idea of taking a project guy when you need impact. You know, can we all agree, Carl, we were going to have a short window on the original business model of Kirk Cousins? We're going to have 2 years to try to make a run. So why are we monkeying around with guys that don't really have a specific skill set just yet, that aren't identified as being a designated pass rusher or a guy who's going to be disruptive? Now, we're hoping Roro is going to be that guy, and maybe, you know, Dorlus or Braylon Trice. Trice got hurt before the season started. We're just not getting the impact from the early picks as high as we go on defense. He committed to defensive line, ignored the secondary. Big-time corners were available. You've seen some of the guys that win the second round in the playoffs, by the way.
Yes. Are you willing to right now say, at 15, where we currently sit, and who knows if we keep the pick? I don't know. You know what? I'm worried about next week. I can hardly worry about March or April. But it's got to be defense, right? It's got to be defense.
Oh, who the hell knows?
Come on.
Now, the only offensive thing I would do, and we spoke with Mark Ramondi from ESPN, I believe you're going to hear that conversation a little bit later in the show, is would you try to upgrade on McGarry? They seem to be satisfied with the offensive line's composition. So I know we've got good offensive line depth. I know Storm Norton we've talked about, New Zeal we're able to plug in. But the only thing I would think remotely offensive would maybe be a new tackle.
Mm.
But everything else, it's got, like, edge rush. Are you going to try to move up in the draft? You don't have all your picks as far as equity. Would you forfeit something from the future? That'd be the next general manager's problem if you don't get it right.
Yeah. Or you end up staying and then you shortside yourself, by thinking about trying to fix everything in this year. They're not going to be able to fix everything. This is why I think coaching matters. You got to coach some of these guys up. Some of the stuff that Mike's talking about, just development. Rook is going to be fine. I'm not worried about Rook. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of the other guys that we have, and again, this gets back to the D-line coach, some of that guys is not getting the job done. I mean, we could talk about guys not getting to the quarterback, but part of that is, what are you teaching? What are you coaching? What are we scheming up for? Mm. And if you don't have the right people in the building to do that, it doesn't matter what you think about your draft picks. They're never going to live up to the promise of what you drafted them for. So I'm just saying, as far as right now, I would tell you that if that pick is not defense, specifically up front, I'm hoping for a big interior tackle or an edge guy. Right. If it's not, I'm going to be ticked off. I mean, then you are blatantly, Mike, ignoring where your deficiencies are.
Well, guys,
or corner, right? Or a stud corner.
And that's it. And again, there was five corners that went in the second round, but you moved up to get a guy that was projected as a third rounder. And look, I like Rook and we like the energy, but, you know, I've made the argument for me more impact. You know, guys already hit us up. We'll go get Abdul Carter. Well, you better move up to the second pick. That guy's going to be top five. I mean, guys,
not happening.
Same thing. Forget it. The other names, like Michael Williams is a top 10 pick right now. Combine still has to go through, guys. Pro day, you know, all the weird stuff that happens between now and then.
Medical.
Yeah, James Pierce is another guy, which is, you know, he's the top. He's anywhere in the. Forget it. Wait till we get to the – we got plenty of time to break that down. But, yes, I would like to see if there was a Georgia Bulldog available and his name was Jalen Walker or Michael Williams and he happened to be there at 15, that would be somebody I'd be interested in.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with that either. I don't. Want to know what you guys think. You can text us 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I may put him up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. I just want you to know that there are very – there are a lot of things, should I say, in common with Jaden Daniels and our quarterback. And the main thing is experience. Jaden Daniels is not afraid of this moment. And we heard Dan Quinn talk about it earlier when we were talking about, them advancing and how cool he is. I get the same vibe from Michael Penix.
Right.
When we're in the Washington game, we needed to go down and score. When he dropped that dot in there and for – He wasn't afraid of the moment.
Yeah, like he made a mistake with the interception. That's the thing. You have to. You're taking his first three games. It would have been back in September, now you're throwing him into a must-win game in D.C. Right. And then your coach does
that was unfair.
And then your coach does you no favor. He throws a dime to Darnell Mooney. He just can't get out of bounds. All right, have the presence of mind to give him 30 seconds to get down the field. Let him. A guy who's shown you the ability in his big games in Washington. Yes, they're going to take away the sideline. Okay, guess what? The guy's got a rifle. But we'll never freaking know, will we?
No, but that wasn't on the quarterback. Nope. This is where you look to the sideline for advice, for
and
help.
Players are like, oh, if go back and watch, guys. I've watched it. See, Chris has watched it, too. Well, look at the players. Like, we're calling a timeout, right? Oh, we're not. Okay. That's on Raheem. And all the convoluted logic about exotic defenses and all. He's a rookie. Okay? Either they're going to stop the outside. They're going to take away the sidelines, make you throw inside. We get it.
Yep.
Let's give him three cracks at it. Ah, so right. That still drives me crazy because watching the Commanders and seeing that game last night, knowing we had them on the ropes at their house.
At their house, yeah. Daniels hits Terry McLaurin halfway through the fourth quarter, and then one possession later with the game tied, it was Kalijah Kancey for the critical first down that sets up the field goal. I just felt like those plays our guy can make, and that's all I'm telling you. He's going to get there hopefully next year, Mike, but – I think we got one, and I'm watching Jaden Daniels going, that's why he's so comfortable. He's played a lot, man, and these moments are not too big for him.
And by the way, Kalijah Kancey was busting in like the Kool-Aid man from Tampa Bay at times.
They were trying
to go up-tempo to take away Vita Vea. Maybe we ought to try that once in a while.
All right, man, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, it's official now. The Vegas newspaper's got it. Tom Brady pushing people out of the Raiders organization. We'll get you some of that stuff. Chris already tackled the very 2002 media center for Wolf Blitzer. Also, how does a NFL wide receiver turn somebody into the number one selling book on Amazon? We'll explain next.